Roby Wood. He is vice president for Coldwell Banker, Hubble, Briarwood Real Estate Company. Every time I say that name, Roby, I lose my breath. You got the longest title in the history of titles.
Well, Tony, we can use CBHB if that makes it any easier.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program. You know, I think we in the media always go for the headlines, and we really don't get the true impact of the story. Since my wife is in the real estate business in a capacity, I always try to set the record straight. And let's talk about the sales drop in Lansing area home sales and prices. As compared to last year, they're down, but there are reasons for that.
There certainly is, and I think what people just have to remember is last year at this time, well, basically it was through the second quarter, there was a first-time homebuyer tax credit, and that was quite an incentive that really did increase the numbers somewhat artificially over that time period. So when we compare this year to that year, you're going to see it's down, but it's nothing to be alarmed about.
Well, when you take the fact of that tax break, I know a lot of people personally who took advantage of that, and I think a lot of the population took advantage of the fact that you could get a huge tax break, and it was a buyer's market like it still is.
Absolutely, and basically it's we had a lot of people who were going to buy later in the year of 2010, probably even some were looking this year, and they all tried to get in under that tax credit. So just one number to look at, from the first February through May of last year, 2010, it was 69% higher than February through May of 2009, and that's the impact that that tax credit had.
What I find also interesting is that there are a lot of homes for sale. If you want to buy, now's the time because you can get great value. Me and my family just moved into a home. It was a foreclosed home, but it's a buyer's market, and if you get out there and dig, you're going to be very happy.
Tony, I couldn't agree more. It's I can't imagine a better time to buy. The sellers are motivated, the prices are low, and the mortgage rates are low, and we don't know how long all that's going to continue, so it's a perfect time for people to be looking.
I work with someone here who is closing on a new home that they're buying, and they're selling, and their home is in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. And they told me they were able to move it in a couple of weeks. So there are people out there looking.
Well, there certainly is. And that is one of the positive things we're seeing this year is the upper-end home market has definitely, we've seen movement there that we haven't in the previous years. So all in all, it's looking good. This is a sustainable growth, not through any artificial tax credit, and we feel very positive about it.
Now, more than a year ago, my wife was telling me that we have not hit the bottom when it comes to foreclosed homes because there were a lot of homes that were sitting in limbo because of new laws. They were sitting in limbo because of paperwork, and I can't remember the term that she used, but these homes are starting to come out on the market now.
Well, they have, and you've seen where they do this. Occasionally there'll be more, and then it'll slow down a little bit, but there certainly are some more foreclosure homes to come on the market. And really, it's until that's all done, it's not going to be the same that it had been previously, and but it is steadily growing. So,
when do you think we'll see the bottom of that market?
Well, I think we've seen the bottom of the market altogether, but the foreclosures, probably, who knows, another 2 to 3 years anyways before we see all those listed and on the market.
And no one knows more than me. If you are going to buy a home, you better have some cash tucked away, and you better make sure that your credit is in order, or you're going to have to jump through hoops.
And that certainly is true, and looking at the credit is very important, and that's a very good point.
All right, give me some tips, give me some secrets, what you expect from the mid-Michigan area housing market.
Well, as I said, even though we show a decrease from last year, I think this year is going to be a little more comparable to 2009. 2010, even with a tax credit, was somewhat reduced from 2009. So, I mean, even with that tax credit, it was a little less. We totally expect that we're going to exceed 2009. While we're showing that decrease here now, we will be showing strong increases over last year, because after the tax increase went away, those months suffered because there weren't as many buyers as there might normally be during those months.
When do you suspect the values for homes? We have friends who would like to move to bigger homes, but right now they're kind of upside down. When do you anticipate that the value for homes will start increasing?
Well, it is now. I think we really hit the bottom of that sometime in 2009. Although we've seen a little decrease in the first half this year over last year, we still are higher in 2009, and I think it's and we were in a downward trend from 2005 to 2009, and I think now we're seeing it going in a positive direction. Having said that, it will not go up as quickly as it went down. It's going to be some years to get prices back.
Roby, it sounds like, and obviously you're going to be optimistic. That's the business you're in. You want people to come to you and to buy and sell homes. But your tone sounds like, you know what, I see better days coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're there right now, and we aren't out of it by any means. But the indicators are that it is getting better and not going in the downward trend.
All right. Roby Wood is the vice president for Coldwell Banker Huber Briarwood Real Estate here in the Mid-Michigan area. We'll stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.